Good afternoon. High pressure will continue to dominate our weather today, keeping it dry for the rest of the afternoon and through the evening hours. Many places will have a good amount of sunshine. However, others are having a more difficult time scouring out low-level moisture, which is keeping some clouds in place. Regardless, high temperatures this afternoon will be in the upper 20s and lower 30s. As that high pressure center slides away to the east, high cloudiness will move in later today, and those clouds will lower and thicken tonight. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a low-pressure center ejecting out of the western Gulf of Mexico and into the Tennessee Valley. This storm will lift a deep slug of moisture out of the Gulf and transport it our way in the form of snow, beginning shortly after midnight in the southern Catskills, lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England. The snow will become steady and pick up in intensity heading toward the morning commute in these locations, with 3 to 6 inches on the ground by that time. Snow will continue to move up to the north and push into the I-90 corridor, including the Greater Capital District, by 3 a.m., with 2 to 4 inches by drive time, and then into northern New York and New England shortly before sunrise. Overnight lows will be in the 20s. As the low-pressure center approaches Pittsburgh, it will transfer its energy to a secondary low south of Long Island. This will keep cold air locked into our region as it becomes the main storm center tomorrow. Snow will continue through the morning and into the afternoon, falling heavily at times as the new low tracks south and east of Cape Cod. Highs tomorrow will be in the upper 20s to around 30. Snowfall will taper off and wind down tomorrow evening as the storm pulls away. Storm total accumulations will be in the 7 to 12 inch range for most of the I-90 corridor, the Greater Capital District, the Hudson Valley, the Connecticut Valley, and the rest of the lower terrain in interior southern New England. In the Catskills, the Taconics, the Berkshires, Southern Green Mountains, and Litchfield Hills, 10 to 15 inches of snow is likely. Amounts will gradually taper as one heads north of Lake George, with 4 to 8 inches across the central Adirondacks and central Vermont down to 2 to 4 inches near the Canadian border. Overnight, it will continue to dry out and a northwest wind flow will develop and lows will go down into the teens. High pressure will build in for the day on Thursday and last into Friday and to start the weekend on Saturday. Clouds will mix with sunshine and temperatures will be cooler than average, reaching up into the mid-20s all 3 days. As we hit the end of the weekend on Sunday into Monday, some computer models suggesting another storm will work its way along the coast, but a wide variety of solutions for this one so far out. We'll keep track of it as we get closer. Right now, we'll put a chance of snow in for Sunday night and Monday with highs staying in the 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a large part of the central plains into the lower Midwest, the Ohio Valley, and almost all of the Northeast are under winter storm warnings as the latest in a series of storms ejects out of the southwestern part of the country. The storm will draw in plenty of moisture from the Gulf of Mexico, and 3 to 7 to as much as 14 inches of snow will fall today and tonight in Oklahoma and Kansas. 5 to 10 inches of snow is expected in Indianapolis. A little further south, freezing rain and snow will be a problem, with 1 to 3 inches of snow with some ice accretion in Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. In fact, a freezing rain advisory is in effect overnight tonight for Washington, D.C. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 degrees at New Smyrna Beach, Kissimmee, Orlando, and Plant City, all in Florida, to a low of 30 below zero at Doe Lake, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower to mid-30s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 30s, and in Buffalo increasing clouds with highs in the mid-20s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today 32 degrees, the average low 15. The record high 61 set in 1991, and the record low 13 below zero in 1978. Sunrise this morning 7:06 a.m., sunset this evening 5:12 p.m., 10 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 20s to around 30. Thickening clouds this evening with light snow developing toward morning, 1 to 3 inches possible by sunrise with lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Thickening clouds this evening with snow developing overnight tonight, 3 to 6 inches possible by sunrise with lows in the 20s. for the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 20s to around 30. Thickening clouds this evening with snow developing overnight, 2 to 5 inches possible by sunrise with lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 30s. Thickening clouds this evening with snow developing overnight tonight, 3 to 6 inches possible by sunrise with lows in the 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds this afternoon with highs in the lower 30s. Thickening clouds this evening with snow developing late tonight and toward tomorrow morning, 2 to 4 inches possible by sunrise with lows in the 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, snow heavy at times through the afternoon, a storm total on average of 7 to 12 inches, highs around 30. Mostly sunny, breezy, and colder Thursday in the mid-20s, a mix of sun and clouds Friday and Saturday mid-20s, and a chance of snow Sunday and Monday with highs in the middle to upper 20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.